A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
It's Tuesday the 28th of July, and we are looking at the book of Proverbs. We saw yesterday, as we read the introduction to the book, that the foundation stone of all learning and understanding that comes to us from God is the fear of the Lord, the fear that will humble our hearts and open us up to not just hearing, but also receiving and living out the truth that God would give us. Proverbs is written that we might know and prize wisdom and live well and avoid the terrible pitfalls that can ruin lives and indeed ruin our eternities. And Proverbs is, of course, part of the Maker's Handbook. If we want to understand humankind, we need to go to the Maker of humankind. And that handbook comes to us in the words of the Bible. Proverbs is broken down into a structure. Chapters 1 to 9 provide an introduction. Then chapters 10 to 29 provide us with the many proverbs contained within the book. And then chapters 30 to 31 are the epilogue of the book. Now we're going to be jumping now to chapter 30 and seeing the introduction, one might say, to the epilogue. And we're going to see that they are the words of a man called Agur, who is probably not a Jewish person at all, but a convert, picturing for us the outreach of God's word to the whole world. Verse 1 of Proverbs 30, the words of Agur, son of Jakeh, the oracle. The oracle really just means a revelation of God. The man declares, I am weary, O God, I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man. I have not the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge of the Holy One. It's a very striking way to begin a revelation, isn't it? To say, in effect, that I know nothing. That is what Agur is telling us. He is telling us that he has nothing to offer of his own wisdom. And he's doing that on the basis that we are creatures, not the Creator. There is an infinite gulf, is there not, between the Creator and his creature. And it tells us, too, that nobody is wise by nature. By instinct, we are ignorant. By our nature, we turn against God and strive to go our own way. We need the wisdom of God. The brash self-confidence of humanism, as Chris put it in his sermon on Sunday, is of no use to us at all. We need to be taught from God. And we're going to be seeing how that is tomorrow. Loving Heavenly Father, please would we, as creatures, your creatures, know our place and so be humbled to receive what you would teach us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.